Hey everyone, this is Pastor Brian Ross from Grace Life Bible Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Just coming to you with my weekly video. So the last 2 weeks I've been talking to you about four proofs regarding preservation, or four truths regarding preservation, and I've identified four principles, I should say. Number one, I believe in the promise of preservation. I believe in preservation because God promises in His Word in multiple places that He will preserve it. Number two, I don't believe that that happened by preserving the original autographs. The original autographs don't exist, so this is self-evident. Preservation did not occur through the preserving of those original autographs. Third, God did not overtake the pen of every scribe, copyist, or typesetter, whoever handled the text, to make sure that no differences of any kind ever entered into the text. This is also evident because we see differences at every level of the discussion. There are slight variations, okay? No two Byzantine manuscripts that comprise the majority supporting the Textus Receptus are exactly the same. No two printed editions of the Textus Receptus itself are exactly the same, and no two editions of the King James Bible are exactly identical to each other. And fourth, if the standard for preservation was exact identicality of wording, then why didn't God just preserve the originals and thereby remove all doubt? If that were the case, believers wouldn't be arguing about which texts and which translations and which editions and so on and so forth, the things that are argued about. So let me just share with you what I have come to believe as a result of studying the facts, okay? And I'm reading from some notes here that I have off screen. First of all, I absolutely believe in the Bible doctrine of preservation. The Scriptures assert preservation, and I believe that. My position is faith-based. I believe in the promise of God, that God promised that He would preserve His Word. But I also have to take into account the facts of the case. Whatever I believe about preservation and how preservation occurred needs to go along with whatever I can prove to be the case. So given the facts, that conservatives generally believe in plenary verbal inspiration, it's reasonable to assume, and I can understand why, because I used to do it myself, I can understand why they would expect preservation to have occurred with the same level of precision that they believe inspiration occurred, as far as it being plenary and verbal, okay? And it seems to make sense logically that that would be the case. The issue, though, however, is that when you look at the historical data and you encounter the facts that no two Greek manuscripts are identical, even Byzantine, no two editions of the Textus Receptus are exactly identical to each other, and that no two printings of the King James Bible are exactly identical to each other, we have to deal with this in some way, okay? So if the standard for preservation is, in fact, exact identicality, then we are, in fact, in my opinion, in trouble. And critics of the King James position have been saying for years and trying to get us to say which edition it is that's the inerrant one. Is it the 1769? Is it the 1611? Is it the Oxford? Is it the Cambridge? Which one is it that has everything exactly the way that it's supposed to be? Okay. So when you look at the data, though, I think that I had to run headlong into the facts, okay? And when I did, one's forced to make a decision. Are they going to turn away from the doctrine of preservation in favor of some rationalistic or naturalistic supposition or presupposition, or are they going to look back to the Scriptures to inform their position, to inform their understanding of how preservation occurred, okay? Now, I firmly believe that the root problem on both sides of this discussion has been an insistence, whether knowingly or unknowingly, upon the standard of verbatim identicality of wording. I've been trying to make this point in the last two videos. So let me read something to you from my notes. Quote, "The originals only and the King James inspired positions are seeking to address the problem of exact sameness. It is a known fact that there are textual variants in the Hebrew and Greek manuscripts supporting the English Bible. One side seeks to deal with the problem by appealing to the non-existent originals, okay, while the other side sees the King James Bible as a divine act on par with the inspiration of the originals in the first place, okay? So the original's only position largely ignores the doctrine of preservation. Meanwhile, King James defenders want to argue that preservation assures the exact sameness of every word as originally written under inspiration. Unfortunately, this type of exact sameness or verbatim wording understanding of preservation cannot be sustained by a consideration of the historical and textual facts. Even among the manuscripts comprising the Byzantine text and utilized by both the majority text and the Textus Receptus positions, there is not exact sameness or verbatim wording across all of the manuscripts. The manuscripts in the Byzantine text type, while not possessing exact sameness or verbatim wording across the board, demonstrate an agreeance, okay, as to the doctrinal content of the passages and how the passages should read. So they agree as far as the doctrinal content, not necessarily in every particular minor detail of what the text says. Now let me just tell you, for me, these facts do not overthrow my belief in the promise that God said that he would preserve his word. These facts do not lead me to doubt this clear promise. The Bible is very clear about this. Rather, I believe what we need to do is look back to the scriptures to inform our understanding of the topic. Okay? When I do this, I realize that my prior insistence upon the standard of verbatim identicality was excessive and an overstating of the case to begin with. Okay? So if I believe the King James Bible is, it has no errors in it and that is accurately reporting what God said to me in my language, yet I see that I have this issue of there being variance, well, if I say my authority is the King James Bible in my language, then I need to look to that authority to teach me how to think about this issue, to teach me how to think about the issue of variant readings, okay? And when I do that, I can adopt a position that's modified on preservation, that's based upon faith in God's Word. And after studying this issue, I do believe that this is possible, okay? Now, I think that there are four scriptural proofs, okay? Four scriptural proofs that prove that verbatim identicality of wording is excessive, okay? That it never was the standard. When Warfield and Hodge limited inspiration and infallibility to the originals only, they were doing so because that was the only place they could find no differences of any kind. Okay? Now, once that thought was inserted into the thought stream, fundamentalists picked up on it, and it became the standard. Whether they knew it or not, whether they were talking about it the way I'm talking about it, it was subconsciously the new standard that was going to be used to judge these things by. Okay?